This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, the weather's good again. That makes me happy.
Yes.
Makes me smile. I work much better when it's a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
When it's 22 degrees, I don't work very well, by the way.
Well, your bones are so cold, you start shaking when it's like that, and you can't do anything, and all of a sudden when it's that cold, it's like it freezes your brain, and your brain doesn't work, and nothing's happening. It's just, we just need to thaw out for a little while before we can get back to work. It's too much.
That's right. And I finally got thawed out. I don't mind going outside now, getting in the car. You know, it's okay.
Yeah.
But the other day when it was 22 and 19, I was dead set against it.
I know it. It's hard to believe that within a couple of days you can go from, you know, that dreadful, you know, sub-zero temperatures that you were having, and then all of a sudden, then it's in the 70s, and then it's just like, oh my gosh, it's like the little extremes are much more extreme than they used to be. A few degrees here or there is one thing, but man, to change by like 50 and 60 degrees within a few days, that's a lot. Seems like.
It was. I mean, it was something else. And now that the weather's nice, I'm flourishing again. I'm working hard. You know, I mean, I did not flourish. I did not work well, you know.
You're like a flower.
That's right. I mean, I was closing shop, let me tell you. I was not wanting to work, let me tell you. But things are back to normal. We're working hard. We're doing policies. We're sending out premium notices this week. We've got some premium due. Other than that, everything's wonderful.
Wow.
We're bidding on policies this week. We're bidding on several that look good. We're reading doctor's reports. Just doing everything we should be doing.
Wow. So it's full steam ahead right now. Everything is
full steam ahead for our clients.
Wow.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I noticed that a lot of people checked us out this month. And, you know, our references have always been on our website. And so now we're going to put our references, some of them, over on the Better Business Bureau side.
Oh, really?
They've been after us and after us. Put some of your references over here. And so now we're going to do that. I mean, I don't know. I always thought it should be on our website, but now we're going to have them on both.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That sounds like a pretty big deal, I think. Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. And so anyway, we're getting that done. And you know, as I told you, we're getting this doctor that's going to start helping look at things and help me with some of these really cases that might be questionable, that we want to be sure we're right. And if anything goes over, he's going to be there to help us with that. So I think this is going to be a good fit for us to have a doctor that belongs to us.
Yeah, no doubt. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby.
I think that'll make a difference.
It really will. You know, it's like it's one thing. I know you talk all the time about how you've never really had a lot of, you know, trouble, you know, getting other, you know, doctors to, you know, get you new LEs and you know, look at cases with a fine-tooth comb. Or however the expression goes, but it's going to be really, it really kind of seems like it kicks things up a notch having somebody right, you know, there that you're partnering with, you know, that's at your disposal 24 hours a day. I would imagine that probably cuts down on like time. You know, I would imagine maybe, you know, before it would take a couple of days, I don't know, about a week or so, I don't know, but I would imagine it'd be a lot faster to get that back now.
I think it'll be faster. because they're working for us, and it's trying to get information to us and to our clients, and I think it's going to help a lot. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Nice. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. Go to the website. A lot of good things on there. Tells about policies, tells when they've come due, if they were late, if they were on time. There's just a lot of information about us that people should read.
Yeah, and they do. You hear from a lot of people that, you know, start getting into life settlements. They, you know, they listen to the things that you say on Saturday mornings, and how, you know, the whole program just makes a lot of sense, especially when people are, you know, so unsure of what may be happening in the stock market or other things that are going on, and they're looking for, you know, more conservative types of investments, especially as we get closer to retirement. People don't want to be taking that risk like they used to, and so they start looking at other options. What you say makes a lot of sense. You've got the numbers to back it up. You've been doing this for a number of years, and all that data is right on your website. You do get a lot of feedback from people that they find a lot of useful information over there, right?
That's right. And you know, people do call us. They say, you know, I've been listening to you for years. Now I'm ready to do something. Tell me what I have to do. And they come and they talk to us, and you know, which is great. They already know about us. They know how it works. They have friends that have money with us. So, you know, they want to do it. And then a lot of people, you know, are tired of the stock market. They're tired of everything that goes on. And so they want to make a change. When you get closer to retirement, lots of times people do. Did you notice that oil yesterday was
$100?
I think
yes.
$109 or $111.
I saw that. What is that? The big, I forget what the time frame was. It was like the biggest in a very, very long time. It's the highest it'd been in recent memory. It was amazing. It's like,
yeah,
oh,
I don't
wow.
remember it ever being that. It might have been several years ago, but I don't even remember, you know, that it was ever that high.
Yeah. I saw that. I'm like, holy smokes. Wow. That's huge. I remember, what was it like? Not that long ago. It was, I don't know, several months ago, a year ago, maybe, where we were looking at
a year
at,
ago.
Yeah. It was like, oh, wow. You know, things are really bottoming out here. What's really happening here? And then all of a sudden, to see the extreme on the other side, it's like, good Lord, those numbers are huge. Wow.
Yeah. And when it was at $20, we had people getting out of the oil business. We had people, wanting to do something else. They were doing everything they could think of, and people were losing their jobs out here.
Yeah.
And now, you know, I think everybody that wants to work has got a job. A lot of people retired over this thing, if you remember. I know a lot of people that came to us said, you know, 59 years old, we're just going to go ahead and retire.
Yeah.
And I was shocked, but a lot of people did, and a lot of people are still retiring. Some of them for health. Some of them, they're just tired of working. They've worked for one oil company all their life, and they want to go do something else.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. If you've worked for one company for 40 years, it probably is time to make a change.
You need a little variety, you know? It's time to to kind of spice things up a little bit. Take some new adventures.
Sometimes you're not appreciated after you've been there 30 years. They just take you for granted.
Well, that's
you know,
true.
They figure, oh, Joe's here. He's going to be here forever. You know, we don't have to worry about him.
I didn't think of that. But, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And, you know, I had several people tell me that when they lost their job, it was a blessing. They didn't think so that day.
No.
But it was 2 or 3 weeks later, another company called them. And paid them a lot more. They got a better
really?
Job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's cool.
And I know a guy out there that I've known quite a long time, several years, and he had a stroke. And he didn't even realize, you know, he'd had this stroke. And he was having a hard time, his memory, you know. And he didn't get a new job for several years. But he's back working. So it took a while, I guess, to get his the fog out of his brain after that, and you know, to get back.
Yeah.
And but now he's even working. So, you know, it's good to know that most people do have a good job now. They're making more money than they've made in a long time.
Yeah.
And it depends what they do with it, you know. Yeah. If they're conservative or, you know. I got a call this week from somebody that works for a municipality out there, and we were recommended. That county recommended us, by the way.
Really?
Yes, and I was very appreciative. When they called, you know, they had a 457 plan, and that it means that you work for either a county or a city. You know, it's like a 401k. It is a 401k, but it's a county employee type of retirement. And they were wanting to know if they could come to us, and I told them how it would change things. And I said, and you can't always do it. You know, if you're with a county or a city, it's like we have several teachers that came to us at one time and said, you know, we're retiring. We do not want to leave our money with the state. And so we transferred their 401Ks. That's not what they called them, but it is a 401K. We transferred those to us because they weren't going to pay them hardly anything for the next 20 years.
Oh, wow.
So if you've got a company plan, and you need to see what kind of retirement you're really going to get. Are you going to get enough to live on? The teachers could not have lived on what they were going to give them.
I'm sure it was so small, so, it was not even a blip.
Oh, because they don't pay much to start with.
No.
So then when you retire, they're going to make it even smaller because they're going to just say, well, we'll just give you this much. And it isn't enough to live on, I can assure you.
Yeah, it's just crumbs here and there.
Yeah, so we took several teachers and put them into a retirement with us where they would get more money. They'd get a guaranteed return, and it would be forever. You know, it'd be as long as they're going to live. So we did some of that. But I have not done any county employees. So this was the first time that a county had called us and said, you know, could you do this? And I told them what the ramifications were and that you have to have approval by that county to make a change like that. But you can do it. It just becomes an individual retirement rather than a company retirement.
Wow, and I'm sure that people would probably end up making a whole lot more this way than the previous. I'm guessing also those teachers, I'm guessing, you know, they probably, once you switched everything over, they started doing much better than they would have before.
Yes, I haven't had one teacher that came to us complain. And I've got another couple from one of the little small towns around that came to me about 4 or 5 years ago. And they had all this money in a brokerage account. And it was not doing well at all. And then they couldn't get their money.
Really?
And come find out, the money was actually in New York City.
New York City?
It was in New York City. It wasn't right here. So we started trying to get that money for them. It took 3 months to get their money.
Wow.
I mean, if it took me 3 months to get it for them, how long would it have taken them when they really needed it?
Oh,
you know, if it's
Lord.
In New York City.
Wow.
It's not as bad as New Jersey.
Yeah. I was waiting for neighbor to come up.
Yeah, that neighbor always shows up. Oh, my gosh.
New Jersey could be a part of every story in some way. It's always funny when you talk about New Jersey.
Well, you know, during the pandemic, when we really needed those death certificates, you know, getting them from New Jersey was just, I mean, because they weren't even open, and they'd tell you, well, we're closed down. Well, we don't know when we'll get it. They didn't care.
No.
New Jersey people did not care. It meant nothing to them. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Wow. They just don't care. Amazing.
No, and I don't remember which deal it was. We sent the courier, you know. Well, Well, you just can't get it this week. It just won't be ready. I mean, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Not only do they not care, but they don't care that they don't care.
That's right. They just don't care. Let's put it that way.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
I can think of five sayings I could say, but I don't think I'll do that.
We'd have to get out the bleeper, I'm sure.
We would have to. We'd have to wash our mouths out. Almost.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't need any more of that.
No.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, when people are doing well and people are making more money, it seems like there's two different paths that people can go on. And I know it's been a long time since we've talked about this, but it seems like people either, one, they will go spend it, or the other kind of person will either take it and invest it and make sure that there's, you know, some kind of a solid foundation and that money is growing other money. Do you see kind of two different paths that people take now, or have things kind of like leveled out and people kind of go one way or for another?
No. Everybody has a different opinion. You know, everybody is very individual. You know, some families think one way, some another. In fact, I have one gentleman that's been with me several years, probably five or six at least, and he has his money with us. His wife has her money somewhere else, and she called me this week and said, could you help me? And I said, I don't think so. I said, I don't think I can do a thing. I want to help, but I don't know how I can.
Wow.
She made her investments with somebody else, and they told her, the reason it was this long investment with these old people was because of her age.
Mm.
Now, you and I know that is an absolute story, a
yes.
fabrication.
Yeah.
Fabrication. And that poor lady is stuck now.
Wow.
And it's costing her dearly. So everybody, when I say individuals, even husbands and wives have different opinions.
Wow.
That's what makes horse racing, you know, is everybody has a different idea in life about things. It's kind of like the voting the other day. I was checking up on some of these people, and when I read about them, I had never noticed. And some said leaning conservative. And then you read down there, and all those questions they ask them, they didn't even answer them.
Really?
Now, would you vote for somebody that didn't answer the questions that are important in life?
Lord, no. That's just...
I wouldn't either. And I wonder how many people knew there was a deal you could tap on, which I did, and it was called More. And when I tapped on More about them, it told all those things. These guys, no, they didn't answer any of those questions. And they ask them pertinent questions that we all hold near and dear to us.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't answer the questions. And then it said they lean conservative. That means they're not a conservative. They're just pretending to be.
Exactly. Yes. It's like that leaning word. It's, ooh, that's kind of dangerous. That throws up some red flags right there. I've never seen that before. Is that a new thing or what?
I don't know. I had never checked up on people till this year. And I decided, you know, I wanted to know about all these guys I didn't know. So I'm going down through there, and I see all this. Well, Lean's conservative.
Ooh.
Bull, he's not a conservative. And then I came to this lady that was running for that position. She had answered every question. She gave an answer to everything they asked. And you could tell how conservative she was. She wasn't just talking, she was telling you what her beliefs were.
Yeah.
So I said, well, that's who I would vote for. I'm not going to vote for this guy that says leans conservative or conservative and didn't answer one question.
Wow. I have never seen that before. That's interesting.
Yeah. It was very interesting to me to see what people's beliefs were. And if you don't have any beliefs, you wouldn't get my vote. And if you won't tell me what you believe, that's even worse.
Yeah.
And so I went down through there, and everybody knows I'm a conservative. And so the people that had no answers, but I wouldn't give them the time of day.
Right, exactly. It's almost better to have a bad answer than no answer. That's just trickery.
I didn't even answer. And they'd ask them all these questions, and you could put up your answers, and it's going to appear all over Texas. And they said, no, No answer to every question.
Wow. That's just, that's amazing. Talk about trying to walk a line and all the deception that would go along with that. That just seems weird.
And they want everybody to vote for them, but they don't want to answer any questions.
Yeah.
And they don't want to tell you what their beliefs are. Why? Holy cow.
Well, how in the world would you do that? You got to make decisions based on what they say. And if they don't say anything.
And if no one knows these people, and then on the other side, on the Democrat side, this socialist looks like he's going to Congress.
Really?
Yeah, a socialist.
Interesting.
I never thought in our country we would hear that word.
Well, I tell you what, we are in weird times, that is for sure.
Yeah, times are different. But I just thought I'd mention that to you, the difference between, if you actually look it up, it was called Voter Guide or something like that. And you could look up everybody that was running in Texas races and what they believed, supposedly, and how what you could find out about them. It's supposed to be right there.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Unless they're lying or trying to trick you.
That's right. And and over in Fort Worth, I was shocked. Betsy Price used to be the mayor of Fort Worth, and then she went to Congress. And I thought she was very well thought of. And I don't know her personally, but I had kept up with her career. And she lost. She was running for a judge.
Yeah.
And I thought everybody knew her. That in my opinion, she was probably going to, you know, succeed. And she didn't. Yeah. She lost.
It almost seemed like that would have been a gimme.
I thought it was a slew-in.
Yeah.
That she would. Everybody would have said, we know her. We like her. We know her record. And, but no, a lawyer won.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like I say, weird times. You know, it's really, really strange.
It is weird times. You know, I don't know how many people check out the people they vote for. I had never really done it. And I said, you know, before I do this, I think for the first time, I'm going to read about all these people. And I really was shocked. But now we know you can go and look everybody up. It's on a website. Before you vote next time, you can look them up and say, I don't know if I like them or not. But it's called ivoterguide.com. And it tells you about everybody.
Interesting.
So it was interesting to me to do that. I just found that site and looked it up and then pushed a little deal that said more and told about each person. So
wow.
I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting. That's good to know. And I didn't realize you could not answer so many questions like that. I didn't even know that was possible. I thought you had to give something.
Oh, yeah. No. It said refused to answer.
Wow.
It just didn't answer.
It's never a good sign.
And I found a guy locally here that's running for, he'd been on the commissioner's court and what else? He lives right here in Argyle. And I didn't know him. And I read his resume and I said, oh my gosh, that guy is really, really great. He's done so much for Argyle and he knew Argyle. And the comments that he made, he told what all he'd done, the committees he'd served on, and what he'd worked on. And that's what you should do if you're trying to, you know, get the public to like you and to want to vote for you. He's running for city council now, but he's been on the Planning and Zoning Commission, you know, for 10 years.
Wow. So he actually has details.
He had details about his experience, what he'd done. And I thought that was interesting. And I said, and he lives right over here, you know, 407. So I know where the guy lives. So, you know, when he talked about the highway construction, we talked about this, he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
You know, about how congested it's getting for a small town. I mean, the guy was laying out the facts and it was truthful. So anyway, that's my deal on the election now that it's over. Yeah, but now a lot of people are going to be in runoffs, so they need to know that. How many people know there's runoffs May 1st and in November?
You know, there's so many. It seems like we used to have like one election a year or whenever that was, and now there's all these different ones. There's runoffs and there's challenges and there's all these other things that are going on. It's like they're not the same anymore. It's kind of like whatever.
And if you don't keep up with all that, you won't know that you've got to go vote again.
Yeah.
You know, the first one didn't take. It didn't take. Now you've got to go back and do it again. You know, for whoever's running, whoever you chose. If there's still in the running,
yeah.
So that's interesting. May 1st, and then in November.
Wow.
That's going to be important too. So everybody should read about people. It may be too late, but you can use it next time.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah.
You know, look the people up and use that voter guide that I did, and read and see what kind of person that is running and telling you they want you to vote for them.
Yeah,
and I, as I said, I'd never tried it before anyway, but I thought it was an interesting thing, and that as citizens, we ought to know that we can look them up.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, you've always voted before, and then you said that you've never actually like gone through and like, you know, done all the research. It looks like, I mean, a lot of people are doing more research into things than they ever used to, whether it's, you know, candidates or if they're, you know, buying a new product or, you know, look at all the times you go to Amazon, you know, and you're going to like buy something or some electronic gadget or something, because I know you buy so much from Amazon, and so you pretty much
Amazon's my deal.
You keep them in business.
My little deals keep them in business. That's good. I hope so. We ought to own stock in Amazon, but I don't.
Right.
Just because I do a lot of business with them. But it's easy to buy from Amazon. I like that. I like their return policy. I like because it comes fast. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
You can order something from Amazon. Sometimes I get it that afternoon or the next day. That's awfully good.
Yeah, that is really cool. And I'll bet you every time you buy something, you read your reviews, don't you? You look at those and see what people say.
If it's a big item, yes. If it's a little item, I might not. But something else that I learned this week, and I don't know if anybody might think it's important or not. When you buy a television, how do you figure the width and the height? Now, on the box, I'll give you, for instance, I needed a television that I was replacing that was 7 years old, okay?
Okay.
I measured the opening. The opening was 75 inches.
Okay.
So I said, I need something that's 70 inches. Well, if you look at the store, if it says 70 inches, that doesn't mean a thing.
That's the screen
that
size.
That is diagonally. It's diagonal.
Ooh.
They're going to do diagonal. So the one I bought was too little. So I get on the website, and lo and behold, below all your prices, if you go down far enough, it gives the actual measurements. And it's the width and the height. So you've got to buy something that's 10 inches bigger than it says, okay? You can't buy the size you want. You've got to get the size bigger, and you've got to go in there and look what the width is.
So
because
what did you end up with?
What it says. Well, I haven't even replaced it yet because after all that, I go, I've got to think about this. And I think I've figured out, you know, the size I've got to get in order for it to be that 10 inches smaller than what it really is. I didn't even know that. They measure it diagonally. They do not measure the width like you and I would.
So you just...
So you're going to get a small television, I'm telling you.
Instead of making a mistake, you just decided to pull back. Let's reconsider. Let's punt. Let's think about this for a minute. Do some more measuring.
Yes. I said, I've got to... look on their website, see what they really measure for the hole that I've got here.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to get it where it fits in there. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you can't just look it up and buy it and have it sent out.
You know what they say? The rule is always measure twice, order once.
That's right. Well, and look at what it says on the website. You've got to go down there and look at their measurements, the actual measurements. You can't just say what the box says. The box says 65 inches.
Yeah.
No, that's not right.
It's not right. You need to see the actual dimensions of the device.
That's right. You've got to look at the real dimensions, and if you go farther enough down on the website, it shows it. So then you can actually get it right. Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have a new show, How to Buy Online with Faye Bagby.
That's right. I mean, how to get it right the second time, if not the first.
Oh, wow. Home shopping with Faye Bagby. We get it right the second
That's
time.
Right. That's right.
Wow. Oh, this is gosh. Your money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You know, some of these tips would have been helpful 5 months ago when we were shopping for Christmas.
I know, but I didn't need a television back then, so I wasn't making mistakes back then, you know, trying to figure this out.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, remember, I never go in the store. So if I'd have went in the store, some kid could have told me, you know, the difference. Did you know that you cannot call up Office Depot anymore and order anything? You've got to go to the 800 number. That's another tip for people.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I needed all the cartridges for my printer and all the colors. And I call them up and I said, I need this. And they said, oh, no, you'll have to go to the 800 number and order that. We can't do that anymore.
Really?
So why do they have the people there at the store? They don't do anything.
Yeah.
You cannot order from them. You've got to go to the 800 number to order anything. But I'll tell you what I found out. Best Buy has all your cartridges in stock. You can order them and they'll be there this afternoon.
Wow, you are a shopper with a vengeance today, I tell you what.
That's right. I know all the answers. I do this almost for a living because, you know, I'm always needing something for the office. And I was shocked that, you know, they told me I had to order those. I ordered them. They were out of stock. I was frustrated. I was upset. And I just happened to call Best Buy. And I went online. And I had them that afternoon. So that's our to-go place now for the office.
What?
Best Buy.
So you completely changed the whole policy and everything over this.
I did. We need to be doing business with a company that you can actually get your supplies for the office, and they'll deliver them that day. That's wonderful.
That is fantastic. And convenient.
Very convenient. I mean, I didn't even know they were coming that afternoon.
Wow.
But they did. They said they would ship them. Well, instead of just shipping, they delivered. So how about that, folks?
So every Saturday morning around this time-ish, we get into trivia. What is our topic this morning?
It is about strawberries.
Ooh.
Now, you wouldn't think that's a big subject. But in Poteet, Texas, they are the strawberry capital of Texas.
Oh, love
Can
strawberries.
Can you believe that? I do, too. And did you know that 100,000 people every year go to Poteet for their strawberry festival? I had no idea.
Me neither.
Now, it's a little bitty town. Only has one light in town. That tells you how small it is.
Those are the best.
Now, it really is. Now, this guy, Jim Collins, grew up there. He was a farm boy. And now he collects old windmills. And he is on his own dairy farm where he grew up, and he sells wine, jams, ice cream, iced tea, and even beer made from strawberries.
Strawberry beer? Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
Now, this guy on the ice cream, H-E-B was buying strawberries from all these farmers down there, and they decided they just didn't like to do it. So he said, well, let me see if I can make up ice cream. And every year he makes a huge amount for the festival and sells every bit of it.
I'm sure.
Thousands of gallons of strawberry ice cream.
Hmm.
Now, he ran a utility construction business, a very successful man. And he said, I'm going to go back to farming. I know it. I like it. And then he started making wine from strawberries and Mustang grapes.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Now, Poteet is named after their the postmaster way, way back. And it's been an agriculture town since 1900.
Really?
And the farmers there, they tapped into these artesian wells for irrigation, and it became the signature crop. Starting in 1948, they started having these festivals. And this guy is a pretty smart old boy. He was a festival director, and in 1980, he said, let's move this from downtown to its own festival grounds. And now then, they can host 100,000 visitors, even though it's a very small town. And the winery tastings, they do tours. And then he does windmill restoration.
Really?
And, oh, yes. And he said he loved the country growing up. He said he was lucky to be a farm boy. He said he never did give a second thought to getting up in the morning to milking cows. He had two sisters. His father made them milk cows. He had twin sisters. He said the people there, they're good, they're friendly. He said, you know, it hadn't grown a lot, but there's 24 strawberry growers in that area.
Hmm.
And he said they require acidic soil, like the sandy loam they have. They don't grow well in dark ground or clay. He said they get their acidic water from Carrizo Springs.
Really?
And he said they got this little bitty place they go for breakfast every morning. And it's one little cafe. He said, well, you'll have 30 people there. So, and, you know, you go to the coffee shop and you talk to the fire department guys and all these guys that do that. But he's got 26 windmills at the Longhorn Museum in Pleasanton. And it opened last year. And, you know, it's about 8 miles southeast of Poteet. He tried to get the Poteet people interested in his windmills, but he couldn't get them to. And Pleasanton built him a big building to put it in. And he filled it up with windmills. And they said, you know, we should have built you a bigger building. And when they first started this strawberry festival in 1980, they had 55,000 people. And in 19, they had 146,000.
Wow.
And they asked him, said, how did you get the people to come to Poteet? He said, well, I had to let people know about it. He said, I put up 20 billboards in San Antonio. He put billboards in Corpus Christi and in Houston. Can you imagine?
Wow.
And, yeah. And they have entertainment. The carnival starts on a Thursday night. They have 14 stages in this little bitty town.
Oh, my goodness. Where do they fit them?
Yeah. I just can't imagine.
Wow.
And then I talked about H-E-B, you know, back in 1980, before the festival, they didn't want to deal with the strawberry growers anymore. So he tried 10 different recipes. Then he goes and builds an ice cream plant to make it.
Wow.
Yeah. And this year, he's going to do 25,000 deals of strawberry ice cream.
Wow. So he didn't just say, okay, we want to make strawberry ice cream. We're going to, you know, hire somebody or farm it out to somebody. We're going to actually do it ourselves.
No.
Build a facility, create the whole product right in-house.
The first year during the festival, he sold 3,000 pints. Now, this year, he's going to do 25,000 pints. Now, this guy, he's a farmer. He's a successful businessman. He redoes windmills. He's got ice cream going. There isn't but 3,400 people live there. And this little old town's been there since 1911.
Wow. That's amazing.
But it's so good for growing strawberries. It's our strawberry capital of Texas. I can't believe, you know, I'm always finding something else that Texas has got.
I know.
They grow so many vegetables here. Everybody in these little towns are so successful. It tells us something about heritage, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And you see something like this, and it's amazing how you can take a town with like 3,400 people, one stoplight, and bring in, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, and for like a weekend of celebration, bring them all in, find a place to put them, feed everybody, entertain everybody, and then they all go home, and then they go right back to the little town that they were before. It sounds so almost textbook classic, a perfect small town with a big festival, and it sounds amazing. It sounds really perfect. It really does.
And can you imagine? Everybody knows everybody. All the growers know each other. Can you imagine how many strawberries they really produce there? I mean, 26 farms do strawberries. Man. And, you know, they make wine out of it. They make beer wine. I mean, my gosh, they make so many products and from strawberries and Mustang grapes. Oh, Mustang grapes used to just grow, you know, on the side of the road everywhere, you know. But they've got all those artesian wells there. And I guess you could grow almost anything, but I cannot imagine. Over 100,000 people come they go to the winery for tastings. They take all these tours of these windmills and eat every kind of strawberry there is in the world.
Wow.
And of course, I love strawberry ice cream. I mean, my God.
Oh, it's very
refreshing.
Anybody
that doesn't like strawberry ice cream is crazy.
That's true.
I mean, you know.
And I have a feeling you're going to say that about the strawberry beer. Anybody who doesn't like strawberry beer is crazy.
Well, I don't know about that. That doesn't sound good to me.
I don't know. But, it's interesting, that's for sure.
Last week they were doing pickles out of beer. So
yeah.
Now they're doing strawberries and beer. I mean, I don't know what's happening. What is happening to us? Oh, my God.
We're making our beer healthy by putting in vegetables and fruit.
Well, I didn't know that. So we're just making it healthy. Well, you know, I knew this lady in San Antonio. That her and her sister were elderly, and they loved beer, and they were Germans. And every week they went over to the Coors Brewery, and they would drink beer. And they wrote this letter to their son, who I know real well, and they said, "We've just been sipping suds." And, you know, they lived to be 100 years old.
Really?
Drinking that beer.
Wow.
Yeah. And Germans do live longer than the rest of us because they have that love of beer. And there's something in the hops, I guess, that's very healthy. Even though you shouldn't be drinking a lot of that stuff. You know?
See, it's healthy without the fruits and vegetables.
Oh, yeah, there you go. But these little ladies lived to be 100.
Wow.
And lived in their house. They had an old stone house. And I was privileged to go there once. And it was an old, old stone house. And they lived there all their life.
I bet that was cool looking. You don't see stone houses very often.
No. They were just as bright in their 90s, I mean, as me. So that's not saying a lot, you know? Oh, me.
Wow.
But anyway, we have not talked about making money at all today. I guess it'll take care of itself.
I guess it will. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
There's nothing wrong with starting 42 minutes into the show. That's fine.
That's right. Well, what can we tell people today? Shall we tell them that they should just come, invest with us, make some money? If they like us, stay with us. We've got people who've been with us a long, long time. They have made good money. We do have policies that go over. We're not going to tell you that we don't. It's running about 12% right now. They're over. They will pass away. We will get paid. We will get our money on it. Sometimes you do have to wait a little bit longer. But we have a lot of policies. We've got a lot of profit in them. When those come due, people are going to be ecstatic. And I was just thinking about that. some of the ones we did a year ago, you know, that had that huge profit. So I'm watching all of these. We're checking every website every day for maturities. We're trying to figure out if we're missing maturities. Sometimes, you know, the 21st does miss them. We've had three or four last year they missed. The guy out in Arizona that we're just now getting his money in, nobody could find him. They could not find where he died. I mean, it was the darndest thing I ever heard of. You know, we're looking everywhere. I had everybody on the phone every day.
Wow.
We knew he had passed away, but we could not find the death certificate. We couldn't find where he died. And we finally had to put lawyers on it, everything in the world. Families, sometimes after they get their money, they're just, you know, they got their money, and I guess they don't care.
They're not interested in helping.
Yeah, if Papa dies, so what? They don't care.
Wow.
So, and then we've got a lot of people that call us when their loved one dies, and they'll tell us, you know, so-and-so died this week. It's this funeral home. So, anyway, we're checking every day for maturities. We've got policies that we're getting ready to do. We want to get everybody fully invested. If you're sitting there in cash, you're not making money. And then this is for everybody to make money and to retire successful and healthy and wealthy, if at all possible.
I would imagine people are probably concerned somewhat. Those who are not in life settlements, just people just living their regular everyday lives, are probably somewhat concerned about things that they see going on. Obviously, you know, we have inflation happening. We have the war overseas. We've seen the stock markets go up and down. We've seen, you know, the Russian stock market completely stop altogether and close. I'm sure people are somewhat concerned about just the general state of things. And is their money okay? I would also manage, and I guess this is kind of like part B, I would imagine people who are in life settlements, they're concerned, they watch it, but they're not concerned to the point where they're going to, you know, their entire portfolio could get wiped out because they're in a life settlement, and it doesn't matter what really goes on when that comes into play. Is that pretty, do you hear the same thing, see the same thing?
Yes, I'll tell you how concerned people are. I got a call this week. This person is in the armed forces, and they were so concerned about a cyber attack.
Ooh.
They said you should have cash out of the bank. You should have plenty of groceries. I mean, he was really scared, and I guess I'm just not that scared right now, and I may be wrong, but I think our banking system will be all right. Hopefully, we have enough safeguards to protect the American people from things like that. But I know people are worried. The stock market has been really taking a dive every couple of days. And it's because people are concerned. A lot of people may have had some stocks in Russian things. As you know, everybody that's got anything to do with Russia is bailing, and they're bailing fast. The oil companies have announced that they're going to leave billions of dollars of equipment, of assets there. They're just walking away from Russia.
Oh, really?
Everybody's getting, that's been on the news this week. Everybody's getting everything they can out of Russia. Now the Russians are saying, if you've got any cash over there, you're not going to get but $10,000 out right now.
Ooh.
So that's a scary deal. If you're an American and doing business over there and you've got any cash over there, that would be a real concern. If you've got a company over there doing business at all, you know, you're going to want to get that company out of there while you can, if it's not too late.
This may be crazy in the kind of the conspiracy side of me coming out. So stop me if this is a ridiculous question. But even if somebody doesn't have anything actually in, say, a Russian bank or, you know, some kind of asset over there, would there be any kind of potential for fallout or like like a domino effect, say? You've got money in or assets in some other thing, and that has assets or money involved in some kind of a Russian bank or something like that. Could it be like a domino effect where, you know, maybe you may not be able to get yours out of them because they can't get theirs out of Russia? Is that crazy or is that?
Well, the only thing that we should be worried about over here is some of the mutual fund companies may have Russian assets in their portfolios. They may have Russian stocks. If they do, those people would be in a lot of trouble because it's going to be worth about zero. The ruble over there is worth nothing now. You know, their money is worth nothing. All their stocks have been suspended in the United States. The oligarchs, the guys that had all these billions of dollars, they're seizing their assets, but I don't know how that's going to help anything. It will cut them off from their money from things, but taking their yachts and their accounts, I don't know how that's going to help because they're not the Russian government.
Yeah.
But they are, you know, but everything Russian right now has been suspended in the United States.
I heard the ruble is worth less than one U.S. cent. So basically
nothing. That's right. That's what it's worth. That's right. So the Russian people are going to be really, really hurt. You know, they can't get out of Russia. A lot of them would like to. But, you know, once you're there, you know, you're there. You just disappear. You know that people disappear every day over there. So, you know, people are worried. They're worried about what's going to happen to people in Ukraine. They're worried that they're shelling them every day. They're, you know, missiles are tearing everything apart, and the people are being killed. And I wish that the United States was doing a lot more to help them. And I think that is affecting our stock market also. The uncertainty. Everybody does not know what's going to happen.
I'm sure people are probably pretty scared right now.
Yeah, and they're worried about cyber attacks too. And but I don't know what you can do about that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's anything that person can do. This Army guy was, you know, I may be wrong, you know, when he called to tell me all this, but I didn't take any evasive action.
For people, and I know we kind of, you know, touched on a few things, but for people in a life settlement, is there some kind of, is that, and it may be almost comparing apples and oranges, but for people in life settlements, is there some kind of a satisfaction knowing that at least what they've got wrapped up in policies is not going to be affected no matter what happens, no matter how crazy things may get, you know, even still in the next couple of days or a couple of weeks? Is there a nice safety net, or are we talking about apples and oranges here?
Well, what we have is in life insurance policies. So it's not in the banking system. So, you know, if anything happens on that front, you know, it won't affect it. In other words, whatever the bank has invested in, that will not affect us. We know they have stocks. We know they have mutual funds. We know they have assets that, you know, might be targeted, but we are with a life insurance company. Ours are all life insurance policies, so they should not be affected by anything. They should not be affected any of the war, all the things that are happening, you know, in Ukraine or any other parts of the world right now. Their money is in a life insurance policy, so it's not going to go up and down. If it was in a bank or a mutual fund, it could get severely up or down, but it's not.
Well, I know we say it all the time because it's true, but it's like, I think this is probably many, many years that we've actually, like, the rubber has met the road. Like, it's actually like, okay, now it's time to kind of, you know, even though we say it, it's like, here we are. We're at a point where, like, this is in practice right now, and it really does matter. And so I guess it's probably important that people do realize that, you know, yeah, banks are in, you know, stock markets and you know, things like that. Well, there's a lot of variables when it comes to that, but life settlements, when it still comes down to the fact that, you know, we give all these scenarios, we've done it for many years, given different scenarios of things that could happen, but here we are at a place where people really don't have to get up in the middle of the night, check their portfolio, make sure everything is still there. It's still in a life insurance policy. When the policy matures, it will pay out, and people will, their principal is still protected. And so they, I guess, really kind of when you slim it down to like the core of a life settlement, even when we're in a time like this where the rubber is meeting the road, it still holds true no matter what the situation is. Is that Is that true? Is that accurate?
Yes, I think it is accurate because we don't have the worry that other people have got. We don't. Now they may have some other accounts other than ours, and that is what they may be worried about because they may be in some stocks or mutual funds that have investments over there. And if they do, then that is a worry. As you know, the stock market has been seesawing back and forth, because people are worried. If they weren't worried, the stock market wouldn't be going down and up and everywhere else, okay?
Yeah.
But and a lot of people had Russian stocks. Our oil companies, their stock may go down because they did have investments over there, a lot of them, millions and millions.
Hmm.
So, you know, they do have worries.
Yeah, there are.
They're going to lose it all because they're walking away.
People, yeah. The whole landscape of everything financial right now is so up in the air. There are those three risks, and even though we're kind of, I guess, kind of like that, even though we recover these three risks, we've never had a situation like this to compare them to. But they would seem rather small when you compare them to other things that could be going on or that are going on right now. We're seeing them in front of our eyes, so people should still be aware that there are three risks.
Your biggest risk when you do this is it could go over, you could have to pay premiums. You need to be aware of that. You need to know that a percentage of them do go over. So you will have to pay a premium until those people pass away. The second risk is it's not liquid until it comes due. So it is not liquid until that person passes away. You need to know that. You need to know that if a life insurance company ever went under, that it would take you a little bit longer to get your money. We haven't had a life insurance company go under in years and years because nowadays they're worth so much money. You know, they're worth billions and billions. Yeah. And they didn't used to be worth that kind of money. You know, back in the 50s or 60s, they were worth millions. They weren't worth billions and billions like they are today.
Yeah, it's just grown ever since.
Yes. And life insurance is one of the biggest business there is. And that's why everybody is getting into the life settlement business, you know?
So I would imagine, probably, if I'm just guessing and predicting, I would imagine that probably more people are going to be looking for other alternatives. So if somebody is interested, I'm sure, I'm sure you've got plenty of openings for people to come and talk and make an appointment this coming week, right?
That's right. We are taking appointments. We are talking to people. We are taking on new clients.
Mm.
And sometimes we don't.
Okay. That's good to know. Because we're at a place right now where I would imagine it's probably ripe for getting some new clients in the door. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number for people to call and make an appointment, get some information, get started, explore other options?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. 3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold. This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.